So the reason we're discussing this week is because it's learned out from the Misa of Miriam. Take a look at the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Mar Makom number 1. Itmar ha'oreg beged lames, Abaye omer osar, virava omer mutter. Over here, the Gemara is really starting the second stage. The Gemara is assuming that there is an Isser Hanaf from the actual dead body, and the Gemara is assuming that there's an Isser Hanaf for anything that is servicing that dead body. The Gemara is just asking, at what point does that Isser begin? Does it begin at the point where you decide that this garment will be used for the dead body, or at the point where it's actually used? And that's the discussion of Hazmana Milsa or Hazmana Lav Milsa. That's what the Gemara is discussing. Again, that particular point, detail is not so relevant for us. What's important for us is that the Gemara is clearly assuming that there's an Isser Hanaf from the dead body itself and from anything that's being used by the dead body. And the Gemara says as follows. How do we know this? My time of debaye gomer sham sham me egla rufa. My egla rufa basmana misra hainami basmana misra. Varava gomer sham sham me avodazara. What sham sham? So we know by avodazara it says sham and vatama sham Miriam. So we see from the misa of Miriam, vatama sham Miriam, that misa institutes, the misa causes the same is isurim that avodazara does. And therefore, just like Avodah Zarah is Aser Behana, so too, the dead body is Aser Behana. Is this an Isser D'Araisa or Isser D'Rabbanan? So most Rishonim, as you could see in Rashi Mar Malkum number 2, hold that it's an Isser D'Araisa to benefit from a dead body. And the Yaivitz, on the other hand, holds that it's only an Isser Midrabbanan. But again, we always have to assume that it's an Isser D'Araisa because that is the consensus of most Rishonim. So at first glance, Rava seems to be, they both seem to be using Gzer Shal.
What's the Gzer
Shal? Sham Sham.
Oh, Sham. Oh, right.
Sham Sham. So, what, at first glance, this doesn't seem to be too relevant, doesn't seem to make much of a difference in our life. But then we have to ask ourselves the question, what does it mean to benefit from a dead body, right? Most of us can't think of real benefits from a dead body. Then we start thinking a little bit more, and we realize that we do benefit from dead bodies very frequently. The first one to really discuss the Shaila. Right.
What's the makar in the Gemara?
The Gemara's makar is Sham Sham. The Gemara is assuming that Sham Sham is going to teach us the Isra or not. And the Gemara is now just discussing whether that will create a Hazmana Milsa or not. But the actual Isra is Pasha to the Gemara.
Yeah, but the Sham Sham is with regard to the din of whether Hazmana Milsa or not.
No, it's in regard to both. That's what I'm saying. First, we're learning that it's Asr Behana. And then the Gemara is saying, well, how are we going to be Magdir Hazmana Milsa based on Sham Sham as well?
We're learning two things.
But it's all the same thing. Hazmana Milsa are the parameters of the Isra Hana. How far the Isra Hana extends. So we have to learn from the source of the Isra Hana. But everyone agrees that Isra Hana is learned from Sham Sham. So the Noidi Yehuda was the first one to deal with this question. Why? Because the modern autopsy was developed, again, historically they've done autopsies from ancient history. But the modern day autopsy was discovered at the beginning of, not discovered, was began to be instituted at the beginning of the 1700s, which is when the Noid Yehuda began to live. So it sounds like this was really the beginning of the Shaila ever being asked. And they come to the Noid Yehuda and they say someone was nifter with they use the word stones. I don't know if it's a kidney stone. I don't know what type of stone. They found some stones in a specific part of a person's body. And they want to be able to save the next person, Rahman al-Islam, who has this. So they want to study what's going on in this body just to use it to save someone else. That was the question to the Noid B'Yehuda. One of the issues that the Noid B'Yehuda has to deal with is the concept which we've discussed in the past called Nivul Hames, that we are chayev to bury the body right away and not to do any harm to the body itself. Again, Chazal assume, based on the Mishnah and Avos, Marbe Basar, Marbe Rima, that there's a certain amount of pain that occurs to the Neshama, that the Neshama undergoes when the body is undergoing all sorts of manipulation. Not yet. We're not getting to a difference yet. But right? So for now we'll assume with regard to the Isra Hana that it will be the same. So one question is Nivul Hames that we've discussed in the past. I want to focus more on the second question of is that considered Hana from the Mace? What am I doing with the Mace? I'm using it to learn so that we could end up advancing medicine. Perhaps that is Hanaf from the Mace. Perhaps that's an Isser d'Araisa. So the Noid Bihuda was the first one to crack this topic. Says the Noid Bihuda is following our Makom number 3. Listen to the Shaila. Al davar kunshreiso asher sholach alai. Speaking to a specific Rav in London who sent him his shaila about, they began to do autopsies, and he sent to Noid Bihuda, what do you think about this? And he gave different reasons why he thought it was okay. Herech ma'arocha benidon hasheila sheba alav mi London, b'maise she'irasham be'echad shechala b'choli ha'even b'kisa. Any idea what ailment that might be? Kidney stone? Okay. V'aroifim they were trying to cure it, and they were unsuccessful. Umeis, and he was nifter. Now, after the person is deceased, could they begin to cut up the body? To see what was causing this ailment. To learn from it, to advance medicine from here on in. If it happens again, we're not going to do anything extra. We're doing it purely to advance medicine, to learn, to help other, cure other people. And we'll do it with the minimal amount of cutting. Is this considered a nivel amaze or a bizayin amaze? Oh, in mutter, or perhaps it's mutter, mishum da'asi minei hatzalas nefashas. On the one hand, we have nivel amaze, very, very chomer dika iser. Chazal treat with tremendous stringency. On the other hand, what do you have on the other hand? We're talking about hatzalas nefashas. Nothing beats hatzalas nefashas. So these are the two sides of the equation. The matter is very creative. He said, I'll bring you a proof that this should be mutter. Chanita, chanata, they embalmed Yaakov Avinu. Shematzinu b'Torah, b'Yaakov v'Yosef. V'chanitas melochem b'malchi Yisrael. They used to embalm the kings. V'im ki zeh hoya lichvodo, gam zeh kovet hameis liyos revach v'atzala al yodol itzarchol. So you tell me that they didn't bury them, they embalmed them because that was a kovet. I'll tell you that this is also a kovet. What greater kovet could a person imagine? The Acher Misaso, he is going to be involved in advancing medicine. He's going to be involved in saving, who knows, thousands of people's lives because they're going to know much more because of that. This is kovet hameis. So you're right, you have nivel on one side, on the other side you have hatzalas nefashos, and kavod hameis, you shouldn't even need to come on to hatzalas nefashos, kavod hameis itself should matter. Ve'od hevi raya mitshuvas harashba, and you brought a further raya from the Rashba. The Rashba is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Beruven shetziva libanav lo licha l'makom kfuras avosav. This happened very frequently in Klal Yisrael's history, unfortunately, where people wanted to be buried b'kivras avos. This happened in my family personally, where most of my family, to a certain point, my family goes back, on my mother's side, are Yerushalmis, well before the establishment of the state. And most of my family, for many decades, were buried on Har HaZeisim. Now, obviously, at certain points in history, to bury on Har HaZeisim, you would have a few, if you try, you'd have a few more burials to make. So they buried Al-Tanai in Sanhedria. There's a small base, Avos, base kfaras in Sanhedria, assuming Al-Tanai that we're going to move it after. So this Shaila, did they ever move it? No, because it's a very scary thing to move a kever. But what's that based on? That's based on these Shailas. People want to be buried, bekever avos. So a person was mitzavah. You're not going to be able to bury me now, I know, by bekever avos. But I want you, when things settle down, to dug me up and to bury me, bekivrei avos, to move me. That was the question asked to the Rashba. That's okay. Ve'alicha l'makom kivras avos. Shemuter litein sid al habasar l'mahar ha'ikol. So says the Rashba that it's mutter to cause the body to begin to disintegrate earlier by putting sort a certain type of material on the bottle. Body begin to decay, and the sooner the body doesn't exist, the more menuchas hanefesh the neshama gets. Part of the reason why we want kfura so quickly is because the neshama, as I mentioned, is in tremendous pain, Chazal tell us, until the body is laid to rest. So the Eitzah given, the Rashbal gives, is you facilitate the decay of the body to happen quicker, then the body, the flesh won't be around, and there you can move it, you're less pressured for the Kvura. They wanted to be buried in a specific graveyard. Hiter HaRashba Lifnoso, he let them dig that up. Mikivro HaRishon VeHeter Nesina Sidolov, and he even let them to make the flesh begin to decay, to disintegrate. Kal V'Choymer Kan. So here I'm not doing anything terrible to the body. I'm cutting it up a little bit just to learn a little bit. And it's again for covet of the maze in order to advance medicine. What could be wrong? That is the heter. Kanshu kodem hakvura al kain divrei arkan divrei hamater. Now the tshuva of Noi Dibud is a lengthy tshuva. Arkan divrei hamater. So the tshuva of Noi Dibud is a lengthy tshuva. I wanted to focus in on one aspect, but again, he goes back and forth with many different svaras mikan ulakan. Says the Noi Dibud. And he's going back and forth for pages about whether it should be mutter, whether it shouldn't be mutter, and then at a certain point in the tshuva he says, stop it. What's going on over here? What are we talking about? Avani tama. Hello. We're discussing whether this is hatzalus nefashas or not. Because that's what the Noi Yehuda hones in on. He doesn't buy the covet amaze thing too much. So he says, you want to know if this is hatzalus nefashas. If it's hatzalus nefashas, we'll let you do any autopsy. What's going to, in Yahadus, what stands in the way of pikuach nefesh? Nothing. So we have to decide one thing, says the Noi Yehuda. Is this hatzalus nefashas or is it not hatzalus nefashas? Says the Noi Yehuda, if it's hatzalus nefashas, imkein, lama lechem kol apilpul. What are you sending me a kuntres for? Send me one line. Hatzalus nefashas, it should be mutter. V'alo zehu din aruch mufurish, afilu sofek, doicha shabbos hachamura. U'mishnah mifureshes, biyuma, dapeh gimel, v'chol sofek nefashas, doicha shabbos. V'sham dapeh dal, v'lo sofek shabbos zu, el afilu sofek shabbos acheres. V'onam, says the Noi Yehuda, kol zeh b'yesh sofek sakonas nefashas lefaneinu. That's not what's going on over here. You can't point to a specific person and say, maybe I'll be able to save this person's life if I go and do an autopsy. You're saying in general, medicine will be advanced. It will be better if we do this autopsy because we'll learn a lot. And down the road, someone will be saved. Says Noi Yehuda, that's not Hatzalus Nefashas. Hatzalus Nefashas is you have a sick guy in front of you, and you're able to save this guy, or a suffix able to save this guy, if I do an autopsy. Says Noi Yehuda, if that's the case, go ahead, do the autopsy. But if you think down the road this might help, to help someone who might be sick with the same thing, says Noi Yehuda, that's not even a suffix, hatzalus nefashos, and we can't matter it. V'omdam, kol zebi yesh suffix nefashos, lifaneinu, kigoyin choyle, unafilas agal, someone's under a building that fell. Aval benidon didon ein kan shem choyla. There's no sick person in front of us. Hatzarech lezeh. Rak sheroitzim lilmor chachma zu. They just want to learn this chachma. Ulai hisdam lechoyla. Maybe someone else will have the same sickness. She yetzarech lezeh. Vaday deloy dachinan mishum chshasha kala zu. Shum iser toyla. Toyra afilu iser midrabban. This is the psak, first psak on autopsies penned by the Noi Yehuda around the 1700, saying that unless you have a very clear choila with the same exact disease, and you have a tzad, some sort of suffix, doesn't have to be a great chance, that doing an autopsy will enable you to cure this other choila, so then we are not going to allow. But again, the Noi Yehuda is approaching it from the iser of nivul hames. He doesn't say anything about benefiting from the dead. Is that an issue over here at all? Comes the Chacham Sofer, a little bit later, comes the Chacham Sofer, Marmakom number 4, and says, why did Noi Yehuda leave out this concept of hanah from hames? L'chora, there's another reason, besides nivul hames, that you're cutting up a dead body, there's another reason to ask over here. You're not allowed to benefit from a dead body. What's going on over here? Says the Chacham Sofer, nis'oira ma'alosa ma'ashakosa bin Noi Yehuda, iyanti sham, hine l'chora, have a motzi lesser bipshitos, mitames Yisrael, aser b'hanah, min ha'torah, v'hu iser da'araisa mamish, v'iser hanah t'takreves avodizara. Why are we discussing nivul hameis? It's also because of you're not allowed to be nene from a mace.
But that's nene min a mace means something tangible.
Oh. So says the Chacham Sofer, not so quickly. He doesn't necessarily agree with you. Says the Chacham Sofer, I don't understand what's going on. It's also clearly in the third line of the Chacham Sofer. Says the Chasam Sofer, really it is a problem of Hanah from the Mesa. But the Shoel was assuming it's Hatzalos Nefashos. If it's Hatzalos Nefashos, we don't care what it is. So the Noid Behuda spends the crux of his response by saying it's not Hatzalos Nefashos. Once it's not a Tzolos Nefashos, yeah, you're right, it's going to be Aser because of Nivla Meis, and says the Chasam Sofer, it's going to be Aser because Hanoah from the Meis. If there's a Choyle Lifaneinu, so then it's a Tzolos Nefashos, we're going to matter Nivla Meis, and we're going to matter Hanoah from the Meis. If there's no Choyle Lifaneinu, we can't point to anyone saying, you're sick, we're going to maybe be able to save you, so then it's Aser, Nivla Meis, and Hanoah Meis. That's the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Comes the... We'll get back to that in a second. All I want to prove from here, the Chasam Sofer considers learning from an autopsy and presumably going to medical school and learning from a cadaver is also considered to be Hana'a that itself. What is bothering everyone here, that's not real Hana'a. The Chasam Sofer clearly assumes that to be Hana'a, gaining knowledge from the corpse is Hana'a from the maze. Again, just like is obvious to you, there are posts that took issue with it. This is, I'm trying to go through it historically. The Noid Yehuda said Nivel Ames. Chasam Sofer added on, it's Pashit that the Noid Yehuda would be bothered by Hano as well. Binyan Tzion comes, he's the next one to come.
By Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
If you would have an animal, whatever it is, and cut it up to find out something about the animal.
So presumably they would argue about the same thing, if you're trying to learn from the animal. Okay, so we'll get. Good. So says the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, we've discussed many of Chuvas, Aruch Lener, Altona, Germany, one of the Gedolei Hadar. Nish'alti, Mar Malkum number 5. Nish'alti, Chola Echa Nechla B'choli Nifla. Someone's terribly sick. V'osko ha'roifim b'rfuasa. The doctors are grappling with what to do. Lilo ho'el, nothing's working. Kimeis b'cholia. If it didn't work, he died from this ailment. V'yesham od chola, and now the case is different. V'yesham od chola, there's a sick person there with the same ailment, and they want to know b'choli kazeh, this exact sickness, v'rotzu ha'roifim liftoach es hameis, and they want to open up, do an autopsy on the person who died, and now there's a sick person b'fanenu that they'll be able to save. Hatzolos nefashos. They come to Binyan Tzion, they said, we learned the Noid Yehuda, we learned the Chasam Sofer, finally we have the case, this case, according to everyone, should be mutter. And the Chori is right, according to Noid Yehuda, according to Chasam Sofer, it should be mutter. Says Yaakov Ettlinger, I don't agree. There's a problem over here. Tremendous chiddush of the Binyan Tzion. Something worthwhile thinking about for the rest of the night. We say, Hatzolos nefashos is doiche, all isurim in the Torah. Now let me ask you a question. Let's say someone's coming to Rahman al-Islam, hurt me, to kill me. And the only way for me to save myself is to steal your car, go and smash into him. So I'm stealing your car in order to save my life. Mutter or Asr? Machloikis. Very good. What? You'll have to pay for it. Some Rishonim hold that it's Asr Gomer. Doesn't matter if you're willing to pay for it. Most Rishonim hold that if you're willing to pay for it, that it's Mutter. Comes the Binyan Tzion and it says, that's only true when you could pay for it. Now let me ask you a different question. I want to save my life by damaging you in a way that it's impossible for me to pay you back. Like what? Like I'm cutting up your dead body, Rahman al-Islam, which causes tremendous pain, al-Pi Chazal, to the neshama. How am I going to pay you back for that? Okay. That's your opinion. Binyan Tzion says otherwise. Take a look at Binyan Tzion. Says the Binyan Tzion, here, you cannot save your life. I know it's doicha kol ha-tarakula, but you cannot save your life at the expense of someone else unless you're able to repay them. Here, you're not able to repay them. Says the Binyan Tzion.
Sign up for it.
So that's a big shiloh according to Binyan Tzion. They're probably allowed to ask for it, which makes a huge nafkamin halacha maisa. But let's see what Binyan Tzion. They didn't have hodes. They didn't have all these things before, so people weren't signing all these things before, so they didn't know what the person wanted.
That's a question of using someone's property to save your life, but here you're using it's not the mace is not his own. Is his mace his own property? Mace is
You're damaging me in a way. Chazal say it hurts the neshama. Assuming that.
It doesn't belong to us.
Okay. The Chazal say, I'm giving the logic of the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion says, I don't disagree with you, but the Binyan Tzion says, let me just explain his logic. Binyan Tzion says, Chazal tell me, there's a logical progression in his logic. He's saying, the Chazal tell me, hurting the body after Misa hurts the neshama. Chazal, that's a given. Chazal also tell me that I'm not allowed to save my life by hurting someone else unless I'm able to pay them back. Says Ibn Sina, the equation seems equal to me. If I can't pay them back, such as hurting their neshama in this way, I shouldn't be able to do it to save my life. Let's see it inside. Perhaps you're all right. I'm misunderstanding it. Let's see what he says. Tshuva. She'ela krovel in idon ze ksuva bishut noide bihuda. Shailos tshuva is noide bihuda. Rak disham haya inyin. He says at first glance it looks good. Because over there, shelo haya sham chole. Eventually there might be a chola. So the Neid says, nothing doing. Here says Ibn Yitzhak, the chola is right here. It should be mutter. I agree with the Neid Behuda b'zeh. At the end of the day, if the chola is not here, it's not pikuach nefesh. But over here, the chola is here. That you're sending me, it should be mutter go. Says Ibn Yitzhak, not so quickly. Nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh. Aval nira lini as daiti, the gami tam ze ein lahatir kan. The kvar hokhachti bimokam acher. And he goes through the whole sugya, which is not necessarily so important for us, the machlokas rishonim. But he says, at the end of the day, go to the three dots. Achein lo bilvad l'shitas rashi nira de osir, el lagam l'shitas ha toisvis va rosh nira shatimke. Why? Because even though everyone, the Tosis and the Rosh, say that you're allowed to steal to save your life, that's only when I'm going to be able to pay it back. But if I can't pay it back, says Binyan Tzion, Nirlin Yastaiti, Digami Tamzein Lahatir, because at the end of the day, I'm hurting him in a way that is irreplaceable.
Could you all clean someone up to save your life?
Okay, good question. You have to look at the sugya of Gezel Shena, unless you're 100% sure you'd be Moichel. But it's a good question. Anything that you're not, anything, according to the Binyan Tzion, anything that you cannot replace, you have no right to infringe on someone else's zichuyus. If you could replace it, that's a separate story. That's what the Binyan Tzion Svara. Therefore, we've gone more and more chomer. Noid Bihuda said it's mutter if you have someone there. Ben Yassin says, nothing doing, even if you have someone there, unless he specifically told you beforehand, perhaps, that he's okay with it, you can't get involved.
Simeon is not the same. If I break a car to steal it and get medicine to save myself, I'm taking something, and I have to pay it back, fine. But
right.
The body, there's nothing to pay back. It doesn't belong to
That's exactly
it,
what
it
he's saying.
It doesn't belong to the mace itself. It belongs to the rose oil.
But you're causing me pain. Who gave you the right to cause? You're causing my neshama pain. Who gave you right to cause my neshama pain?
That neshama belongs to the Rav Shalom. And he says, "Pikuach nefesh, doicha kol haTorah kula."
The question is, if he said this was doicha kol haTorah.
Because I have a question. How do you? If only gilguls, how do you get around the whose neshama is it?
What? What did you say? If a guy's mochel, so then the
organ donation.
Right. Organ donation is not so pashut, but there are those that say even the Binyan Tzion would allow that. The question is whether a person's able, who owns the body, if a person's able to do. Take a look at Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Har Tzvi Marmokum number 6. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Again, we're dealing with two shilas at the same time, because the shila is, am I allowed to learn from a dead body? So this comes up when it comes to an autopsy, and it comes up in any medical school. So the poskim address it from two different angles depending on what the shoal was asking. Are we allowed to establish medical schools in Eretz Yisrael, where many of the cadavers will be Jewish, and we are establishing it? It's not like it's going on anyways. Or the question came, after Rachman al-Islam there is a Misa, and they wanted to learn something from it. So take a look at Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank from Yerushalayim. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Marmokal number 6, Hanos limur al yidei histaklus be'evre hames. Nishalti me roife yore shemayim. Emutr lo lehislamed ulekabul yidius al yidei histaklus be'evre hames. Shenocha, I want to learn from the cadaver of him. Yesh b'zeh mishem nene misurei hanos. So now he's not asking because of nivol. Now he's asking, is this considered to be hanos? Now I don't know how he became a doctor in the first place, but this guy was already a doctor. So it's a big shaila. I didn't want to get too involved with it. Many of the poskim, as you see over here, are assuming that it's dafka for Jewish bodies. The actual Gzeris HaKosov is not 100% clear. We do learn it from Miriam, so those say it's dafka for Jewish. It's a big discussion, but it will be more makel. A non-Jewish body will be more makel, but for now, let's just assume that we're talking about, when it comes to the Isra of Hana, we're talking about across the board. So, says the Hartzvi, V'heshavti lo, shezehu gram hana, v'lo shenene mi gufa Isra. Like many of you were saying from the onset, this is not real hana. I'm not being nene from the gufa Isra, from the dead body. I'm not using it for anything. I happen to be enhancing my knowledge based on something I learned from it, from looking at it. That's not considered hana from gufa Isra. I am Barajba Shekasov. Look at the Rajba and Sukkah. It says as follows. Lo choshev Isra v'isuri hana, ela kishenene bi gufo shel Isra. When you're nene from the actual item, it causes you to get hana because you're increasing your knowledge. That's considered a gram hana. That's not hana itself, and therefore, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, it's mutter. And then he says, and that's why the Noi Dibi Yehuda didn't have a problem of hana. The Noi Dibi Yehuda only said a problem of nivel because hana is not a problem because you're not being nene from the guf hadavar. So that's what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests. Take a look at Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, again, coming down closer in history. It says Reb Shlomo Zalman, Mar Malkum number 7, the second paragraph, Hanoa me aver hames, Hanoa me meis litzorech limudei refuah. T'mihani tuva, says the Mincha Shlomo Reb Shlomo Zalman, I saw that many poskim are saying that this is not considered to be real Hanoa. Like Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank said, this is not hana. You're not being nene from the guf adavra. I'm learning from something that's considered to be hana. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I don't understand what you're talking about. Tameani tuva, al kol elo, shekosu de'ein zeh choshev hana. There are many posts going to say that learning from the cadaver is not considered to be hana. Mishum dehavi rak histaklus. What am I doing? I'm just looking at it. I'm looking at the dead animal, learning the anatomy of a dead animal. I'm looking at the dead body and learning the anatomy of it. That's not considered hana. Bishveyu likol umara, like the Gemara says, to enjoy something which is aser bahana from either the muse, from the voice, or just the appearance of something from other that is aser hana, that's not considered hana. Hana is when you use the guf hadavar. So this should be no different. Those are only aser midirabana. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. You're mixing apples and oranges. He says, of course, this is Asr Midaraisa. Uvenidon Didon, let's skip down to fourth line, Uvenidon Didon, Nami, sorry, a little bit before that. Hainu Dafka Heichosh de Hudlika, the third line. Dafka Heichi de Hudlika beheter. Oz Hanene me Osaha or Aimbo Mishum Moel. Aval halokeach psila shel hektish umadlika pshita she'ein lanu moel gadol miza. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman as follows. You're right. Enjoying benefit from something when you're not using the actual item itself is only aser midrabban. It's not really aser. So if someone lights a fire with something which is hektish, so if I just enjoy the light that hektish is giving over, that's not considered to be nene from hektish. It's 100% fine. It might be aser midrabban, but it's not considered hana. So therefore, those said, I'm just looking at the cadaver. That's like enjoying the light of Hektish. That's not real Hana. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no. It depends what the original action was. If the original action was Aser, so then all ensuing Hana is also Aser. So if I lit something which is Hektish, and that itself was Aser to light something which is Hefker on fire, which is Hektish on fire, and then to use that fire would certainly be Aser Behana. But if for some reason they were allowed to light the Hektish on fire, it wasn't an Isra Hana, the actual lighting. So now to use the Hana from that is not a problem. Says Mincha Shama, says Rosh Hashanah, the same thing is true when it comes to an autopsy. Enachanami, just to look and learn from the cadaver itself, that would be 100% fine. That's not considered real hana. But if you're engaging the actual item, namely the dead body, the cadaver, and you're cutting it up, and you're using and engaging in the actual chefetz itself, so then even though the hana isn't directly from the chefetz, it's from what you're learning from it, since you're engaging the item itself, the dead body, therefore it would be asur b'hana. So we have a real machlokes ad hayom hazeh. Is this considered to be hana from a dead body? Learning from a understanding anatomy, learning from a cadaver and the likes. Take a look at an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, where he was asked a similar question, Mar Malkum number 8. He approaches it from a little bit of a different angle, where he says as follows, Be'inyan iser nituach meisim kedei lislamed eich lirapois. They asked Rav Moshe, am I allowed to go and be over a certain isurim, let's say nene from a mace, different isurim like this, to go to medical school, because at the end of the day, it's atzalos nefashos. Says Rav Moshe, this is not atzalos nefashos. First of all, it's not atzalos nefashos because, like the Noidi Behuda said before, there's no specific person dying in front of you right now that needs your assistance. Second of all, says Rav Moshe, there's no chiyuv to become a person who could save people's lives. If you are a person who could save people's lives, you have a chiyuv to save their lives. If you're a doctor, you're on Hatzalah, now there's people you could save, you have a chiyuv to go save their lives. But says Rav Moshe, there's no chiyuv to put yourself in the situation where you're able to do that. So you don't have to go and put, for instance, a koyin, Hatzalah's nefashos. You don't have to go and put yourself in the situation where now you're going to be mechuyuv because you know how to save their people. But says Rav Moshe, if you know how, then you're mechuyuv. If you don't know how, then you're not mechuyav. That was Moshe's approach to the thing. I just want to end off. Bli Neder next week will continue with this topic of hana. This week we spoke about hana from a mace, from a perspective of learning from a cadaver, and we saw that at the most poskim it seems like assumed that this is considered hana, and therefore wouldn't be mutter unless there was a sick person lifaneinu, and we'll get back to that in one moment. But okay, we'll get back to that in a moment. We'll get back to that in one moment. Whereas Rav Basil Frank says, if you navigate the issues of Nivel Hames, so then don't worry about Hana. This is not considered to be Hana. Next week, Bli Neder will discuss another aspect of Hana from a mace, and that is using the item itself for organ donation. This is a tremendous thing. When they began to do different donations, starting with the eye, is this considered to be Hana from a mace? Now already you're not discussing hana from looking at something, from learning from something. Now I'm using the actual retina. Is that something that cornea, whatever it is. So is that something, is that, what? Rav Unterman has a shu about it. We'll take a look next week.
But,
okay, there's a lot to discuss. Amir Hashem, next week, same time, same place. I just want to end off by quoting what a lot of people are asking about now. What does it mean, choyla lifaneinu? This is where you see really the evolution of halacha. It's tremendous. On two very interesting points. The Sri De'esh, Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg, wrote a tshuva about this. Not printed, I don't think, in his tshuvas. It's printed in Tchumen, where he takes two very interesting chidushim based on the facts on the ground, based on society as we have it now. He says two things are different. First of all, he says, it used to be lifaneinu was in the little town that you were living in. There's no one sick with this sickness. It's not lifaneinu. He said now, lifaneinu, one click of the button, you know everyone else in the world that has the same sickness. And this was before the internet. He was talking about a telephone. Alachas kama kama. Now, he says there's no such thing as not having that, unless you're talking about something which no one else in the world has. But usually, even a rare disease, you know that there are 100 people in the world, 1,000 people. So if we're able to save a person right now, if we're able to use this body for this ailment right now, we know that there's someone in Africa, someone in the US, someone in Israel, that I'll be able to save with this information. We know for a fact.
Will be in time for someone that already has it, maybe for a future case that they don't even know that yet.
But here we're saying that we know that there's someone that has it for sure. That's the first point.
It doesn't mean that they'll be able to.
Okay, but if, as long as there's a suffix, fashas are allowed. That's the first point he makes. The second point he makes is also fascinating. And he says, this is all discussing, everything we're discussing is when a person comes to a Pesach and he says, I want to learn from a cadaver. I want to do an autopsy to learn from someone that died, Rahman al-Tzan. He said, when we're discussing the state of Israel and the development of the state of Israel and the development of Klal Yisrael in the state of Israel, he says, Klal Yisrael needs doctors. There's no option to say we're not going to do it because we can't engage in the cadavers because it's Asr Banah. He said, that's talking about when we're talking to an individual. When we're talking about Am Yisrael, we're talking about Klal Yisrael, we can't have Eretz Yisrael lagging way behind in the medicine because we're not willing to engage in cadavers. It's a tremendous svar, but he says, it's just the Dover Pashut that we need medical schools, we need doctors, we can't just assume the rest of the world's gonna take care of us. Says the, I put it on the second side because it's so powerful, the second side of the second sheet. The second column on the page, what's labeled page 9, just so powerful, I feel we should read it inside. V'yesh tzorich lahadgish, shebizmaneinu she'elas nituach ha'mesin. Autopsies, he she'elas ha'medina. This is not an individual shayla. This is a national shayla. V'she'ela shel anashim ha'chayim b'medina zu. And it's a question that the people that are living in the state of Israel. Lifnei ha'go noydi b'yuhuda am de'she'ela zu k'she'ela pratis. When they asked noydi b'yuhuda, one specific person was asking about one specific case. V'lchein tzedek v'erasa. So he was correct in his hayra. V'zmaneinu, he she'ela shel ha'am kulo. V'sheila shel ha'medina u'ma'amada b'socha olam ha'gadol shemazin u'makshiv l'chol misrachish ba'aretz kaznayim keshuvas ve'in tzorich le'omer ki yachas ha'olam ha'tarbusi l'medina seinu ha'chadasha hu echad ha'gormim ha'chashuvim ha'mekayim v'sarteinu. We can't be a third world country. We have to be up to date. And we know Eretz Yisrael has not only been up to date, but we've been ahead of the curve. So he says, halacha l'maisa, we have to re-approach the whole shayla. The shayla has been approached from the 1700s as a shayla, as what he calls a shayla pratis, an individual. But when Klal Yisrael is asking the shayla, what's Klal Yisrael going to look like? It's an entirely different shayla. Therefore, there might be much more reason to be mekel. So B'li Neder, next week will...
also impact on Rav Moshe, because Rav Moshe, it seems from his tshuva, discouraged people from going into medical school.